Welcome back to Outside In, a show about the natural world and how we use it. I'm Sam Evans Brown. Today we have been feeling the springtime vibe with stories about flowers and plants, which, let's be honest, ain't for everybody. Not everybody has the green thumb. Not everybody has time or space to plant a garden. But hey, what about time and space for video games? This next piece comes to us from the charming podcast Enthusiast, where people who love stuff talk about the stuff they love. It's produced by Mark Bramhill, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
I got into plants because I really like video games. My name is Trin Garitano, and I freaking love plants. So this is how it all started. I grew up with two parents who were very, 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 very different from me. They're both jocks. They literally met playing sports. They love the outdoors. They love smelling trees. They're literally both certified master gardeners. And they tried really hard to get me into gardening. And they're like, oh, we can grow some radishes. They're red and that's your favorite color, all this stuff. And it did not work. Because like everything else outside, I can't enjoy it because that's where the sun and the bugs live. I have photosensitivity, like sunlight is a migraine trigger for me. It's like there's a million reasons why I should not be gardening. So I played video games. I did that instead of sports, instead of outdoorsy camping. I don't know, what do people do outside? Barbecue? That's not me. But in February of 2016, Stardew Valley came out and I played the absolute bejesus out of that game. Like, there's only so many times that you can play Stardew Valley start to finish, and that number is 12 because there are 12 villagers that your character can kiss. And I still wanted more Stardew Valley, and coincidentally, my creative partner, Jen Bain, really got into gardening. She's growing, like, real tomatoes, not, like, digital things in my Stardew Valley greenhouse. And when she would talk about it, it didn't click to me, like, oh, that's gardening. It clicked to me, like, oh, my gosh, you're playing Stardew Valley, but in, like, real life. That's what that is. I live in Chicago, and there's not a lot of gardening space. You know, I've been on my neighborhood community garden wait list for 3 years running. So I was like, well, what can I grow indoors? It turns out that there are many things you can grow indoors. I got a lemon button fern and a ponytail palm. And those are both considered easy to take care of plants. And I killed one of them. I killed the fern. The ponytail palm, his name is Bob Moss, because I, you know, that's just how we do things. So Bob Moss, I actually had to rehome because one of my cats ate him all the time. But he's actually like thriving and doing amazing. But I really screwed both of them up because, you know, they're both houseplants, but you care for them completely differently. Plants are very individual. Plants are like people. Plants will do better in certain circumstances and worse in others. And ponytail palm is considered, again, like almost an unkillable plant, but it can be overwatered. And then the lemon button fern, I don't know what the hell I was doing.
That makes me feel better, too, knowing that your plant journey started with plant death. So.
Oh, dude. We have to talk about plant death real quick, okay? So, like, I got pretty discouraged in the beginning because, again, like you hear, this is an easy care plant, and then it's just that it doesn't work with you. But, like, man, I read books about plants. And when I say I dream about plants, I dream about plants. Like, I think about them all the time. Peperomia are a cultivar of plants that are like semi-succulent, which means they're kind of like in the middle of everything. So they're kind of hard to kill. And I cannot keep one alive. And I don't know why. It's just we don't work well together. And it's a plant. If it dies, it's like whatever, you know? It's like freaking spinach. I'm a vegan. I eat plants all the time. I'm probably the number one murderer of plants. So like feel better. You will almost definitely kill your plant by overwatering it. Like, that is the number one houseplant killer. Like, cacti, you know, succulents and stuff like that, you will murder them if you overwater them even a small amount. In general, lean too dry. And the other one is giving it too little light, because when a houseplant is inside of your house, it is getting a fraction of the sunshine it would get outside. So if your houseplant is dying, try to leave it a little drier and try to give it a little more light. Do one and then the other, because you don't want to have too many variables, because, you know, scientific method, buddy. I now have 106 houseplants. Like, I'm looking out into my living room and there's a three-tier cactus stand that I made, two shelves that I built and painted and mounted on the wall, an IKEA three-story thing that I modded because I'm a nerd, and they're all covered completely in plants, and those are not all the plants in my home. And honestly, especially now in these shelter-in-place times, I think a really special thing about plants is your environment changes every day. And, you know, plants, they don't clean your air in a significant way. They actually probably make it worse because of all the dirt that you have in your house now. So, if you want to clean your air, get an air purifier. If you want something to make your house look pretty, you know, get some freaking art. But if you want the completely different and awesome and terrifying experience of feeling like you are slowly helping this thing create itself, get a plant.
That was author and podcaster Trin Garitano. It came from the podcast Enthusiast with an exclamation point and was produced by Mark Bramhill. Music by Ashton Paul Drake, Mark Bramhill, and Breakmaster Cylinder.